You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. Coming back there from a set kind of indebted to shoegaze in its own way and a little bit more experimental in its own right with those four artists. Ending off with the London-based artist Jessica O'Neill, who used to actually reside in Windsor. We've played something from this album before, but it's an interesting departure. She usually has been more of a folk-oriented artist, but on this one, she's doing more lo-fi experimental stuff, which I really dig this change in direction. I think this is the best thing she's released so far from the album I Wanted Love, So I Gave You Love. We heard the track Country Quest.
Before that, we heard music from a band that's been getting a lot of press and critical acclaim lately, Wednesday. They have a new album out called Rat Saw God. And we heard a track called Bath Country.
Yeah, you know, they have incredible lyrics. When you really break it down, they have this great distillation of what it means to be living in contemporary America with these really keen observations. I think they're a very literary band, and they're one that you really do want to kind of sit down and really intake all the stories that are being told through their songs. Highly recommended. As with the previous release, a new album by Yola Tango, this called This Stupid World. Also, as you can imagine, very critical about a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
We heard the song Brain Capers. And in more Yola Tango news, the frontman actually recently pitched the opening ball at a Yankees game, which is kind of cool. But even more exciting for our region, they're actually going to be performing in Detroit on June 22nd.
That's right. They're playing the Majestic Theater. There are still tickets available, last I checked. Highly recommended that you go see this amazing band. And we are also going to try to go to that show as well. But that's how we start off that set. And we're
no, that's a complete fabrication and a lie, Dave.
Why am I being so...
you really just want to assume what we played in the beginning.
Never assume. So before Yola Tango,
we heard music from this attractive-looking group, Slow Dive from 1993. We're playing something from the 30th anniversary of their album. And Dave corrected me. It's Souvlaki. I'm attributing that mispronunciation to my parents who constantly mispronounced it
as I was growing up. Souvlaki.
Souvlaki.
Yeah. Or souvlaki or whatever. I believe it's Greek or something. But very good food if you haven't had it.
Very good food. Very good album as well. There's some collaborators on this one, so it's just not the full band. For example, Brian Eno performs on a few tracks on here. He was actually approached by the band who wanted to see if he would be willing to produce the entire album, but you know, he turned it down due to some prior obligations, but still gave time to contribute to a number of tracks here. So that's actually pretty cool. As mentioned, this album was originally released in 1993, and at the time kind of met lukewarm critical receptions. But since then has gone on to develop a cult following. This is constantly placed in list of best records of the 1990s and the best shoegaze records, and I think very rightfully so. Very different from the type of shoegaze normally associated with bands like My Bloody Valentine. This one, much more ethereal, much more glacially paced than those groups, but I think it really did direct what the sound of shoegaze was going to be. So again, from Souvlaki by Slow Dive, we heard the song To When the Sun Hits. And with that said, we're going to be playing another tribute coming up in our next block. This one for a particular artist, and I really like this. It's based off of, well, rather than me say it, Dave, why don't you explain what we're going to hear and why we're going to be hearing it?
Okay, so we're going to be doing a set today, and actually over the next few episodes, because he's been involved in so many bands. In celebration just of the guitar work and influence of guitarist John McGoach. McGoach. I don't know how to pronounce it, actually. It's McGeoch.
I think it's McGoach.
McGoach. And so he's from the UK, and he kind of came up in the UK punk scene. But unlike a lot of the bands in the punk scene, he actually really did know how to play. And he was an artist. He went to art school. And I don't think he ever really intended to be in a band initially. But he kind of came into contact with certain people, and the time was right, and he met Howard Devoto. Of course, he recently left the Buzzcocks, and he wanted to form a new band called Magazine. Howard kind of assembled these members to form the band, one of which was this guitarist. And what's really interesting about his guitar style, and he did this in every band he was he had a really unique way to play music. He did not follow the standard blues pattern, you know, that a lot of musicians follow. He kind of played more with textures and shapes and went on to influence a lot of music that would come in the future, including post-punk, shoegaze, anything that has textures and sounds. Just the way he approached songs and added parts was really, really unique, and he's really, really underrated. And there's a book that recently came out called The Light Pours Out of Me, and it talks about his career, and it's kind of like a combination of biography with interview quotes in it as well. And it was just really enlightening, no pun intended, based on the title there. So what we're going to do is we're just going to play a bunch of the stuff that he was featured on in the band Magazine. Following Magazine, actually shortly after their third album, The Correct Use of Soap, he joined Susie and the Banshees, and a lot of the stuff he did with them elevated their status, and they were charting, and then he left that band. He went on to be in Public Image Limited in the 90s. So the next couple episodes, we're going to focus on some of these things. But we're also going to do something where, I don't know if it's going to be a regular thing, we're just going to play a bunch of demos in addition to some of these tracks. So we're going to start off with a track from each of the albums he was involved with for Magazine. We'll talk a little bit more about the style on these. And then we're going to hear three demos. These tracks were recorded in 1977, and one of them is completely different. They would find their way on the Shot by Both Sides EP/single. One of them was called My Mind Ain't So Open, but originally, I don't know if they were just making up words on the spot, the song was called Sandwiches. So we're going to hear that song. But we're going to start off with a track from Real Life called The Light Pours Out of Me here on Revolution Rock, in celebration just of the guitar work and influence of Jama Gotch on Revolution Rock.
getting better. That is getting worse. Bad things are coming back to me. Nothing is coming back to me.